For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Virginia's governor says the gunman who killed a TV reporter and a cameraman during a live broadcast early this morning was a disgruntled employee of the Southwest Virginia TV station. The two killed reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward. Later, the gunman, Vester Lee Hannigan, shot himself and died later at an area hospital. Once again, this points to the proliferation of guns in the hands of unstable Americans. The U.S., which makes up about 4.4% of the global population, owns 42% of the world's civilian-owned guns. Also today, the Colorado shooter was formally sentenced to life in prison for the 2012 movie theater attack, which killed 12 and injured 70 others. The judge sentenced James Holmes to the maximum possible 3,318 years in prison. Judge Samore then told a bailiff to get the defendant out of my courtroom, please, as he gaveled to a close the arduous three-year wait to see the shooter put away. The gallery crowd applauded the judge's remark. Fallout over the confrontation between Donald Trump and Jorge Ramos, the Univision TV news anchor, continues. Last night at a news conference in Iowa, Ramos challenged Trump on his immigration policy, which includes ending automatic citizenship for infants born in the U.S. to parents who are in the country illegally.
You cannot touch me. I have the right to ask a question.
Yes, you need an order.
I have the right to ask a question.
Trump had Ramos thrown out of the event by two bodyguards, but Ramos later returned, and the confrontation continued.
You cannot deny citizenship to the children in this country. You cannot build our 19.
Why do you say that?
You cannot do that.
Well, a lot of people think, no, excuse me.
You have to change the Constitution.
Today, Trump and Ramos hit the networks. On NBC, Trump said Ramos was ranting and raving like a madman. And on ABC, Ramos said he's never been thrown out of a news conference before. But as a journalist, you have to take a stand. Make the Road New York was quick to comment. It's an organization which advocates for the rights of immigrant and working class Latinos. They said Trump's expulsion of Ramos was an unforgivable affront to the Latino community that exemplifies the racist anti-immigrant campaign he's been running. Make no mistake about it, they said, our communities are watching and there will be consequences for Mr. Trump and any other candidate who stands with him and uses immigrants as political punching bags. 421A is back in the news. Authorities say New York City landlords violated state law by accepting lucrative tax breaks but then failed to extend rental protections to tenants. The buildings in question house more than 2,400 families. New York State's Attorney General, our governor, and New York City housing officials said today that they've sent compliance notices to the landlords. Andrew Cuomo said landlords of rental buildings who accept these tax incentives must follow through on their end of the bargain and offer rent-regulated leases to their tenants. A civil rights activist who was nearly killed while helping lead the 1965 Bloody Sunday March has died at the age of 104. Amelia Boynton Robinson pushed for voting rights for blacks. She was the first black woman to run for Congress in Alabama. Robinson invited Martin Luther King to take part in the voting rights march in Selma in 1965. She was badly beaten and gassed during the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. During the 50th anniversary commemorations in March, President Obama pushed her across the bridge in a wheelchair. Her son said she died this morning in Montgomery. And finally, today is Women's Equality Day. It's 95 years after women got the vote, but the U.S. government is still only about 20% female. In the Supreme Court, 3 out of 9 are women. 104 out of 535 in Congress are women. Breaking it down, it's 84 in the House out of 435, only 19%. And in the Senate, 20 women out of 100. Only 20% are women. And here's another startling statistic. 79% of elected district attorneys across the country are white men, and only 1% of elected prosecutors are minority women. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.